The parsha begins. Vayishma Yisrael had heard. What did he hear? As kol asher asa l'kim l'moshe l'yisrael amoy. Everything that Hashem had done for Moshe and the Jews. If you had to guess what that would mean, ki hoitzi Hashem Yisrael Mitzrayim. Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Pashtas, you would assume, means the 10 plagues. Rashi adds, what particularly did he hear? The splitting of the sea and the war of Amalek. Obvious question. Why did that change everything else? What was so significant about those two, the splitting of the sea and the war of Amalek, that made Yisrael come out to the desert, as opposed to, let's say, 10 plagues? That sounds pretty phenomenal. So one of the answers is that Yisrael understood that the entire world knew about the splitting of the sea. There are midrashim that every water in the entire world split at the time, and they knew what was going on. So the entire world knew about the splitting of the sea. What was the reaction of the entire world? Fascinatingly, Amalek came and attacked the Jews. You talk about the opposite of a bandwagon here. Coming and attacking the nation that Hashem just split the world for, split sea for, that the entire world knew about. Pretty strange behavior. So that's what Yisrael realized. He heard about these two things. Amalek attacking and after the splitting of the sea. And he said, something's wrong here. How do you go from listening and hearing about one of the most incredible phenomenon in history and going and attacking those people? It must be that without a Torah, you could see all the miracles in the world. It's not going to help you. You have to be part of the Torah nation and be part of the concept of studying Torah to appreciate a miracle, the greatest miracle of all time. If you're going to sit back and say, well, I would, of course, follow the Jewish nation if I saw a miracle, it is not necessarily true. You would follow the nation only if you have a Torah included in that. Because seeing a miracle is also dependent on the glasses you're wearing. Are you wearing green glasses or red glasses? How you perceive the miracle going. So because of this contradiction between Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, is why Yisrael decided he's coming to the desert and joining the Jewish nation. He can't sit back from afar and watch. No, because sitting back from afar and watching the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf might be in awe, but it can still lead you to one of the most terrible things of all time, waging a war against a nation. So the Rashi is telling us, although he heard about everything, like the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisrael, what made him come out to the desert, that I'll tell you what that is. The two specific miracles of the Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. And we're explaining that those two contradictions, he understood the only way to answer that is through Torah. That is something we have to know on Parshas Yisrael. Parshas Yisrael has in it the giving of the Torah, the Aseres Dibros. Part of that is this reason, because we have to recognize the power of Torah. That's the only way we can make a move from living in place X and moving ourselves, not only physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, into a better place through acceptance of the Torah. Great Shabbos.